You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back. Thank you so much, Wanda. That was a tremendous break. We're back with Howard Kallenfeld. He's a children's advocate par excellence. He's with his team over there. Howard, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. We're here and we're ready to try to let the public know and be a voice, try to get the support we can to make sure that Florida Youth Shine and Florida Children First can protect foster kids throughout Florida and the rest of the country.
Now, tell me a little bit about tonight's event. You've got a big event. Is this an annual event? Is this your big fundraiser? Tell me more.
Yes, this is our annual event. Okay, and it is our big fundraiser here in Broward County, although we're a statewide organization and we fight across the state. As Joy mentioned, we have 14 chapters of youth across the state. We have a statewide board of directors. And so tonight we have folks coming together in Broward County and from South Florida, and they're going to see an amazing event because they're going to get to see the things that we're talking about right now in person. There'll be seven kids that were part of the leadership of Florida Youth Shine who've gone to the legislature, passed laws, who are going to tell their stories.
Now,
and then, No.
So they're going to tell their stories, and then what's going to happen? Because I want to bring you back and bring some of these kids back after the event in the next couple of weeks and really go to town on this idea.
Well, they're going to tell their stories here tonight so that folks can understand what we do for individual young folks who come through the system and how much they can learn and how they can build their confidence. And then, you know, we're talking about, you know, some of the laws that they passed themselves so that they can see it's not just helping individual kids, but where our charity is able to help thousands of kids, not just individual kids at the same time. And then tonight we're honoring a former, you know, board member, Senator Skip Campbell, mm-hmm. who tragically passed away last year, but he was a fighter for children's rights. He was on our board. He's a state senator. He passed so many laws himself, helped us over our 17-year existence.
Well, Howard, how can people get information about the organization? I don't think they can get to the event at this point, but how can they get information? And I also want to give a high five to some of the sponsors. So who are some of the big sponsors that help you guys out? And before that, though, give us the information about how people can find your organization online.
So we have some amazing sponsors this event, okay, including, you know, folks like Kaiser University. Mm. We have, folks that, come to us, Kallenfeld Law, my law firm, okay. We've got UBS Financial folks Great. From there that are really trying to be helpful, Darren Blake.
Terrific.
And, you know, are some of the event sponsors. And as we move, you know, down the list, I mean, we really, you know, have accumulated a number of sponsors. But the best way to help us right now is at floridaschildrenfirst.org. And so it's floridaschildrenfirst.org. And they can reach us through our phone number,
okay.
which is 954-796-0860.
Tremendous. Now, you're there with Jory. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing when you go up to meet with the kids, Jory. You were the statewide director, and you help the kids build confidence and identify the issues and then present them, right?
Correct, yeah.
So we talked a little bit about the Bill of Rights for children in foster care. We talked about making them have, you know, creating a normal place. How did all this get started, Howard? I mean, you got involved with this. There was a bunch of children's advocacy momentum. When did the law start getting passed? How did you really effectuate all this? This is just the greatest stuff.
You know, 17 years ago, okay, there were a group of lawyers who from throughout the state of Florida who had been very concerned about the quality of foster care and what was happening in foster care. And we got together, you know, and we said, hey, if we could all work together as a group, you know, we could be far more powerful as a voice for children. And then we learned something, we borrowed something from a group called the California Youth Connection.
Okay.
It was a group of youth, just like Florida, you know, Youth Shine. And we had them come to Florida, talk to us, and then we developed Florida Youth Shine, and we've been working with them ever since. And we've been growing, but, you know, the truth is you know, we're not strong enough. We, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, children don't have a voice, you know, before we existed, you know, in front of the legislature, with the governors, with, you know, the secretary of DCF. But, you know, in the last 17 years, you know, folks at the legislature have actually begun to recognize us as the go-to child advocacy organizations in the state of Florida.
Now, again, I'm going to give out the phone number and the email again, because it's all about raising money today. So let's do that. And, of course, we'll put this up on our website, give you the content to put on yours. So, again, people now got their pencils. What's the phone number? What's the website?
All right. The phone number is 954-796-0860. That's 954-796-0860. And our website is Florida's with an S, childrenfirst.org.
Tremendous.
Florida's with an S, childrenfirst.org.
It's tremendous.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. It's my pleasure, and I got to get you and Jory and one of your young people here in the studio in the next few weeks, so we'll coordinate that off the air. I want to thank you so much. I want to wish you just the best time tonight. Wish we could have been there. We tried to get there, but we just couldn't make it happen this year. We'll be there next year. You can count on us. We're down for supporting all the foster kids. I was, like I said, involved with Broward Housing Solutions, which helped kids that were aging out of foster care. This is a big problem. It's not getting any easier for these young people, and we've only scratched the surface on some of the issues. And high five to Senator Lauren Book, one of our regulars on the show, and the coach, Ronnie Book, for getting this all done, too. We want to thank you guys so much for helping to empower the less powerful people in our state.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to hopefully a youth coming back.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Howard, you get the last word.
I can only tell you, no matter what you've heard from Jory and me, when you listen to these kids, that you will know the power of youth, and you'll understand how we are able to effectuate systemic change, because these kids relate their experiences and grow and articulate and move us to move the state of Florida.
That's beautiful, Howard. I want to thank you and Jory and the rest of your team. I look forward to having you on the show. Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back after this short break.
No, we're not coming back. No time for that. Say goodbye.
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye.